declare that you are the healed. You are the redeemed. You are more than a conqueror. It's not something you passively set by and just let it happen. No, this is what God said. This is what my covenant said. This is who I am. And this is what I do. Hallelujah. So God, Jesus went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Huh? For God was with him. The spirit of wisdom and power, wise strategy, and God's attributes. Listen to it. Isaiah 11:2. Once you listen. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 11:2. This is a passion. Give me the passion. The spirit of Yahweh will rest upon him. The spirit of extraordinary wisdom. The spirit of perfect understanding. The spirit of wise strategy. The spirit of might, mighty power. The spirit of revelation. And the spirit of the fear of Yahweh. He will find his delight in living by the spirit of the fear of the Lord. What Satan said, what he did, what he tried to set up, didn't move him because he knew what was on him and he knew who he was. Hallelujah. So I need to go through this again. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you just a minute now. Now we'll move somewhere else. My time is getting away. So I'm going to read it again. If y'all can put it up there so they can follow us, be real good. Don't have it. Passion, don't have that. Don't have it. Listen closer then. Thank you, Jesus. This is Isaiah 11:2. Write it down. The spirit of Yahweh rests upon him. The spirit of extraordinary wisdom. Notice, extraordinary. That's not normal. The spirit of perfect understanding. The spirit of wise strategy. If Satan had known God's strategy, he never would have failed for what he failed for. Now he's trying to work strategy on you. But you have extraordinary wisdom on you. You have the spirit of perfect understanding on you. You can understand. But he tried to confuse your mind and make you live an unfit life and contaminate your life with the world that is defeated. But you understand that you are blood bought, blood washed, sanctified, separated unto God. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. And you have been bought and paid, and God has stamped you with his Holy Spirit and sealed you. Hallelujah. You understand this. That I've been sealed by God, and sin can't contaminate me, so I won't participate. He tried to tempt you through your mind and flesh to lead you into a way that's ungodly, unfit, and unclean, but you understand I don't go that way. I don't live like that. I've been separated unto God, and inside of me I'm clean on the inside. Because of what he'd done. Hallelujah. And that spirit of life that's in me refreshes me from inside out. Ooh, hallelujah. The spirit of mighty power, I can't be contained. You try to trap me and hold me, but I have the spirit of mighty power on me. And you can't control me. You can't influence me and put me under your spells and bondage, because you've been cursed or released, and your curse has been released from me, and I am no longer under your curse. What you used to work before I got born again won't work now. Hallelujah. Are you following me? The spirit of mighty power, the spirit of revelation. I see things that the natural eye don't see. I know things that the natural mind don't know. I hear you talking, but I see through what you're saying. Hallelujah. I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't compute, because it doesn't resonate or agree with the revelation of the word that I have in me. So you're talking, but I'm resisting. I'm not receiving what you're saying, and I will not allow what you're saying to become acted in my life, because I know what the word said. And I know who I am. So I stand my ground. You telling me that I'm coming down with this habit. This disease is going to take me out. I said too late. Hallelujah. Why? Because by his stripes, you were healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You said, what if I'm already sick, or I already got caught in this situation? What am I going to do? Repent and use the name and remind him of the blood, and you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read just a little further. Now I'm going to do what I need to do and sit down. Ha, ha, ha. Verse 3 of this same chapter said, he will find his delight in living by the spirit of the fear of the Lord. He will neither judge by appearance, nor make his decision based on rumors. Sometimes we get so upset with somebody because we hear a rumor that somebody put out on us. He doesn't do that. Hallelujah. You ever see somebody show up and you'll quickly judge them on appearance and get to talking to the person, ain't nothing like you thought. I said, not anything like you thought. And you have to go repent. I repent. I'm sorry. I missed it. See, he doesn't do that. Hallelujah. But he said, with righteousness, he will uphold justice. So if you do something on appearance, you wind up not doing justice about the person. If you do something because you heard a rumor, somebody put out a rumor, and you react to the rumor, you won't do justice about that person. But he will do what? With righteousness, he will uphold justice for the poor and defend the lowliest lowly on the earth, off the earth.